Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's still under a flash flood watch. If you're just waking up and you remember yesterday, we said, well, check with the radio or TV before you head out because there might be some heavy overnight rain. Less than an inch of rain is what we've gotten here. I think the North Shore may have gotten more, but no flooded streets here, so be aware of that. However, there is a flash flood watch in effect until 7 o'clock tonight, so it's the kind of thing where they can't really tell you. Some showers could pop up that start training and stacking on top of each other. And if that happens, we get 9 inches of rain in 1 hour. The streets are going to flood. Let's hope nobody's house floods. Let's hope that doesn't happen, but you never know. Either way, be ready for it. Stephen Melnick joins us now, our friend, professor of supply chain management at Michigan State. He's done research into strategic supply chain, cybersecurity, performance measurements and supply chain design, but I don't think even he thought he would ever be tested as much as he is now with the state of tariffs. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. Doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about the state of tariffs and auto parts. And I don't know, with the pullbacks and the extensions and what the threats, and I don't know what's tariff now and what's not. Tell me how you keep track of all of this.
First of all, let's start by understanding what's going on. Because you really, in that one little statement of yours, you put about three different things. The first thing you were asking is, what's the state of the tariffs? Why are we having problems? And essentially, how do we interpret it? Let's begin by looking at the auto industry and understanding why the auto industry is really having problems with trying to cope with what's going on. For the first reason, let's understand the auto industry. The auto industry is really, really complex. A typical car will have 30,000 parts and will be produced, provided by a supply chain consisting of 18,000 suppliers. And the suppliers in the United States are located in Mexico, United States, and Canada. And you have a supply chain that's developed whose roots go way back to the 1960s, when there was an auto pact that was developed between Canada and the United States. And then it became redefined as NAFTA. And then under Trump in 2017, it became redefined again as United States, Canada-Mexico Act, which brought together Mexico, Canada, United States, and allowed for the flow of products between the three countries. The result of that was you've got a system that's taken over 30 years to develop. It's been refined. It's been fine-tuned. You've got different areas which have expertise. For example, if you want to buy engines for your Ram truck, depending upon the engine, it's either produced in Michigan or it's produced in Ontario, in Windsor. And suddenly you have these tariffs come into place. And the first thing that happens is, because of the nature of the tariffs, number one, they're not completely articulated, described. Number two, for example, one of the issues that the government had was, initially, it was a very simple approach. Every time you went into the United States, you got tariffed. CBP, which is Customs Border Protection, would come in and they'd say, you're going to get hit with 25%. Problem. Parts flow across the United States and Canada and Mexico repeatedly. In 2017, Business Week, Bloomberg Businessweek did a study, and they looked at a simple component that goes into a car seat. You know, something that you sit down on, you press, and it helps you move the seat backwards and forwards, up and down. A simple thing like that crossed the border four times, which means every time it crosses, it gets tariffed. So the administration has come back, and they've tried to redefine that. And on top of that, you've got uncertainty in the sense that the administration has said that the 25%, that essentially that Mr. Trump's tariffs on passenger cars and light trucks importing in the United States have now gone into effect. They went into effect on April 3rd. And a 25% tariff on auto parts shipped for foreign companies will go into effect no later than May 3rd. But the problem that you have there is there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't know if it's going to be changed. Trump is, you know, you have people in the administration saying the tariffs are set. Then you have Trump saying it's open for negotiation. And if you're an auto company and you're trying to move or you're trying to make decisions, you've got a lot of uncertainty. How do you respond? And on top of that, how do you deal with that with the customer? Mm-hmm. Certain companies like Ford have taken a position that right now, if you buy from Ford, we'll give you employee pricing. Hyundai has said that they will not increase prices until, I think, it's the end of June. But then once that goes away, those prices are going to go up. And you know, people think that the big three, Stellantis, GM, and Ford, are not going to be affected. And the reality is they're struggling because in most cases, a lot of their cars come from outside of the United States. And then you have companies like Toyota, Audi, Volkswagen. Audi is struggling. They're trying to figure out where to locate production. They have a facility in South Carolina, but that's going to take about 3 years to get up and running. They're looking at maybe sharing facilities with Rivian. But they don't know if that's going to take place, and so they're struggling. Some companies, I would argue, are going to disappear from the American scene. So what you've got going on is you've got a supply chain that's complex, that's been tuned, developed, encouraged by prior governmental policy, and then suddenly the governmental policy changes, and you're trying to change a system that's been developed over 30 years. And then on top of that, you're wondering, how do we respond? We don't even know what's going to be the end state of the tariffs. Are they going to be there? Are they going to change? Is something going to happen? And so this makes the result has not been good. Ford yesterday announced their earnings, and it was not good. They made a profit, but it was a major drop from a year ago. You've got a lot of uncertainty.
Let me take a break, Professor. We'll pick it up when we come back. If you're listening right now and you don't have 1,000 questions, I would suggest you're not really listening. Because I am, and I do. We'll be back with Stephen Melnick, Professor of Supply Chain Management at Michigan State. He's done research in the strategic supply chain, cybersecurity, performance measurement, supply chain design. We're talking about the tariffs in the auto industry and the effects, and I don't even know how you would go about determining who owes what on what and who is CPB, Customs and Border Patrol, or CBP, who's checking to see what. And do you go to a spreadsheet on a computer and see, well, wait, that's tariff, that's not? And then who keeps track of this? Because stuff doesn't just happen, right? Y'all have heard me say that. Maybe it's chairs at a PTA meeting. They don't just set themselves up. As simple as that is, somebody has to set that up. So when it comes to tariffs, somebody has to be keeping track of all of this, and I can't even begin to understand how they can. 622 Traffic Now, WWL. Hi, Tommy Tucker, 627 and a half. Going to spend an hour with Stephen Melnick, Professor of Supply Chain Management at Michigan State, talking about tariffs. Professor, I want to work the audience into this, okay, because you and I have conversations. Sometimes people understand, sometimes they don't. Somebody said, tariffs have been in place for decades. It's nothing new. The difference is Trump is making the playing field level. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Thoughts?
Oh, first of all, tariffs have been in place, but tariffs have varied. For example, when Trump went in, he talked about McKinley. Under McKinley, tariffs were very high. Then you have the tariffs that were introduced in 1930, which almost pushed the prices to 50% up. In all of those, what we've seen is, okay, you're really bringing up two issues. Number one, tariffs are in place. Most countries have tariffs. The problem is that there's a difference between having a massive approach as changes what Trump has done, which affects everything, versus using the tariff as a part of, you know, basically starting a procedure of discussing with people, how do we level the playing field? What Trump has done with his tariffs is essentially not only for the auto industry, but for everything. He's causing countries to reexamine how you want to have trade. There, you know, for example, Canada, which has always been the largest customer for the United States.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
States product and has been a major supplier, is now exploring new avenues with other countries, looking at China, looking at the EU. So the question that you have is, if you want to bring attention, if you want to have people say, okay, let's negotiate, let's understand one thing. You do it behind closed doors. You let the people who are negotiators go at this. Because once you make a statement like what Trump has done, it becomes very difficult to change from it. And the effects are being felt. And the question that's going to be asked is, we've had tariffs in the past, but have they had the same impact that we're now starting to see on prices, on trade, and also on employment? Let me break it down.
Professor, break it down when we come back, all right? Because we got to stop for news, okay. 6:30, talking about President Trump and tariffs, some other texts that come in, and Professor will address when we come back. No one seems to know much about the effects of tariffs on the American consumer. Everybody swears it's bad. Sky is falling. I live amongst a population of Chicken Little. Somebody else said we're in for some tough times. Sad. Somebody else texted in and said, would it be better to put quotas on foreign goods rather than tariffs? Professor Melnick will talk about all that when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. 6:45, quarter till 7, spending an hour with our friend Stephen Melnick, professor of supply chain management at Michigan State. He's an expert on supply chains, EVs, tariffs, all that stuff. He's our go-to guy. Professor, before we went to the break, first of all, let me read this text. Wall Street Journal, smart people said Trump's tariffs are resulting in the dumbest trade war in history, but by all means, keep reading text from Shade Tree Economist. Well, the people that text in are listeners, and I respect them, and I want to have their questions answered by the professor as well. So before we went to break, somebody texted in and wanted to know about, would it be more simple to put quotas on foreign goods rather than tariffs?
No, the effect is the same.
Okay.
A quota is a limitation. The only difference is a tariff increases the price, and a quota decreases the availability of the product. And the issue... I'm just going to take a step back,
sure.
And because right before that question, there was another question asked, which I thought was a really good one, and that is the United States has been the target of some discriminatory tariffs.
Right.
When Trump rolled out his tariff program, he talked about the fact that essentially what he was doing is it was kind of a simple situation. You tariff us and we'll tariff you right back.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, we're not going to do it as badly as... as they've done. And couple of things just to, because I thought it was an interesting question. Number one, if you go through the mathematics that Trump used, what he was really focusing on is not tariffs. He was focusing on balance of trade. Essentially, those countries that had the biggest positive balance of trade with us, that is, we bought more from them than they bought from us, he would tariff. Number two, if there is, in many cases, the tariffs that are there were set in the 1960s and 90s as a result of the negotiations across the world. And so the monetary trade, there's a thing called the most favored nation tariff, which was negotiated. And you see that. And number three, the tool that's being used, let's just make an assumption that Trump is right. The tariffs are out of control, that something's got to be done. It's really a very, very drastic tool, the way it's being applied. Let me give you an example. Let's say that, do you like boating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say you and I go out on the Gulf of America, Mexico, whatever it's called nowadays, and we have a boat. And let's say on the boat there's a rat. We don't want a rat, right?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is burn down the boat. It gets rid of the rat.
All right.
What's the problem?
Well, we're there in the water with no boat.
Right. Yeah. What's happening now with tariffs? What are you starting to see happening with tariffs? Is countries are banding together and they're responding as a group. They're retaliating. So essentially, what you've done is you've used a tool in such a very strong way that, you know, countries are responding because they feel they have to. Good example. We have an enormous problem with China. And on this, I agree with the president. The Chinese have some issues with us. For example, when it comes to intellectual property, it's a real cluster on it. For example, if a Chinese company owns an American company with intellectual property and somebody violates it, they want to sue in the States because our protection on intellectual property is really quite good. But if it's a Chinese company that's impacted, and I've seen this happen, they want that suit to be done in China because the laws are a bit different. And in fact, there's a clause in some of the cases where I can't punish the company if that punishment results in the company being forced out of business. So, you know, when we look at China, we have a situation where there are some real legitimate grievances. What's happened now is the Chinese have come back and said, okay, we're going to put export controls. And I saw this occur this week. One of the things I do, even though I'm retired from Michigan State, is I teach executive programs. Companies come into Michigan State, and they learn from people like myself who will teach them very specific courses or topics. And one of the things they were talking about, and this is a major corporation, it's a Fortune 50 corporation, and they were talking about the fact that they're now scrambling because they need certain minerals, certain materials that are only available in China. And now China's put export controls as a result of the tariffs. And on top of that, there are components. If you take a look at Temu, Temu is now showing people that if you previously, a $2 towel is going to cost you $6. So you're starting to see prices go up. You're starting to see export controls go up. You're starting to see retaliation going up. Trump is saying, I'll increase you even more. And the Chinese are saying, fine. The Chinese are suffering, but they're willing to play the game. The government is supporting them. So, you know, essentially, what I'm trying to say is, even if the grievances are legitimate, there's better ways of achieving this. Because one of the things you learn in negotiations is you always leave your opponent, the person at the other side, with a way out. Mm-hmm. You never put him into a corner. Because if you put that person into a corner, they're going to come out swinging.
If you do, and if you do, sometimes you have to craft a way for them out. You have to solve that problem as well if you do put them in a corner. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Stephen Melnick, our guest, professor of supply chain management, talking about tariffs. We'll wrap up our conversation when we return on WWL. Time now, traffic. 6:57, 3 minutes left with Professor Stephen Belnick, Professor of Supply Chain Management at Michigan State, done research in the strategic supply chain performance measurement, supply chain design, talking about tariffs. So, Professor, in the time that we have left, 3 minutes, give me some final thoughts about tariffs. Where you see this whole thing going and heading, and is the president playing 4D chess or not?
That's a good question. That is a really good question, because essentially what's happening right now is, where it's really the problem is that we've got to get a deal going with China. China provides a lot of our critical components. For example, as we make the transition into EVs, electric vehicles, we need the minerals that are coming out of China. We also need minerals coming out of Canada. We need minerals coming out of Ukraine. So essentially, we need to deal with them. But the problem is, I don't understand the logic being done. If you're trying to negotiate a deal with a country like China, you don't insult them. You don't have your vice president call them peasants. And because essentially you put the Chinese in a position where they basically are faced that you're causing them to lose face, number one. So I really don't know. It's confusion. People I've talked to in the industry would like to know where things are going. Number two, what's going to happen is the following. And I can tell you this with a fair degree of certainty. Expect that car prices will go up, not in the immediate term, because what's going to happen is companies are going to wait until May, until June, to see where things are going. But prices are going to go up. And it's not simply going to affect car prices of new cars. It's going to affect used car prices. As the car prices of new cars goes up, people turn to used cars. The third thing it's going to do, it's going to affect insurance policies. Because a lot of the parts that you buy are imported from overseas. They're produced. The third thing I can tell you is that in some ways, this is not something we can do in the space of 6 months. I remember I was talking to you about that company I was doing a program for. Mm-hmm. They have a certain supplier. That supplier, there's no other supplier like that in the United States. That supplier has a unique capability. For them to replace that supplier, to reshore that supplier to the United States, would take literally years. And so this is not a short-term solution. And finally, the final thing I'm going to tell you is the market hates uncertainty. And what we've seen with tariffs, the way they're being applied, where there's a lack of clear messaging from the administration, where one person says they're set in stone, the other one says, guess what, they're open to the deal.
A house divided. Thank you, Professor.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.